In the book of Jonah, the reluctant prophet, in chapter 4, sits on a hillside and overlooks Nineveh, the great city, which he hated, and waits for its destruction, and is saddened when God's mercy prevents it from being destroyed. This biblical story has a connection with the way we view the words of our Savior in today's gospel about carrying the cross. Because one of the ways that we carry the cross is by embodying the Christian virtue of hope, the theological virtue that we don't talk about a lot. We talk a lot about love, a lot about faith, but sometimes we are reluctant to speak about the theological virtue of hope. I want to tell you a story which was embodied in some movies and books about a man who was given a great gift to cure people. But in the process, he was able to see and perceive the evil that was sometimes in the person, and of course that was everywhere in society. He was arrested and put on death row, and his guards realized the great gift that he had. And because they saw him as gifted with the ability to cure, they wanted to spare his life. But he said, "Let me die, because I can't stand being in this world filled with all this evil." And he was executed. One of the most unchristian approaches to humanity depicted in film and print. Why? Because on Golgotha, the place of the skull, where a dead tree was fashioned to kill our Savior, the new Adam, the Lord planted among faith and love the virtue of hope. It is very easy for us to look at a situation in our lives or the lives of others or in society in general and say, things are lost, things are bad, this is a horrible place. This doesn't mean that honestly we don't assess the situation and speak the truth, because we were called to witness to that very fact. However, if we have no hope, then what use are we to the planet, to our society, or to ourselves? Because the next time you see a horrible situation, whether in Ukraine, whether the both people of Southeast Asia, whether any revolution or natural disaster in the world, and you say, things are done for, imagine if that was your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anyone you loved, and they were dying. Would you say the same thing, that the situation is lost? Or would you say, how can I save my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister, my best friend? Anything I can do, I will do to save that life. That is the virtue of hope. Because on Golgotha and Calvary, if the apostles would have said, if they were there, if they had the courage to be there, the situation is hopeless, Jesus is dead, it's over. Really? We as Christians have to embody the Christian virtue of hope, or else we risk that subtle temptation of laying aside the cross of salvation, not carrying with us, but saying the situation is done for, it's hopeless. The world doesn't need any more pessimism or people without solution. It needs those of us who are willing to take up our cross, preach the gospel in the worst of situations, and say there is hope. The theological virtue that the Spirit gives us as a gift, to find solutions and ways when it appears there is a dead end, there is no hope. So we as Christians were called to carry the cross of Jesus, to plant it as a symbol of a hope for a world that thinks in this place of the skull, Golgotha, there is no possible future, everything is gone. When a Christian sees the world dying, when a Christian sees the situation hopeless, that's where the Christian goes. Because that's where the Lord is, that's where my brother and sister is, and that's where I need to be. Carry your cross. Don't simply say, I need to protect myself, but ask yourself, how is the Lord calling me to be his witness, to carry my cross, and give hope to everyone I see? Slava Isusu Christu!